Welcome back. Only on 12 News at 6. Police chasing a drone across the city at more than 100 miles an hour. And now the FBI is looking for the pilot. Tonight, the police report from February incident shows that the pilots could not believe what they were chasing. Team 12's William Pitts brings us the story that you won't see anywhere else.
According to the police report, this was far beyond a commercially available drone like this one, and nobody has any idea who was flying it or why.
A high-speed chase thousands of feet above Tucson was something even the cops couldn't catch. The first time anyone saw it, it almost crashed into a Customs and Border Protection helicopter at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Tucson PD put up their helicopter to find it. According to the police report, the Tucson PD pilot called it a very sophisticated and specialized drone. It had a green light on its belly, but they could never see it, not even with infrared goggles. They chased it all over the city. Here's the flight path of the helicopter. They circled at least 14 times, going 100 miles an hour, and the drone kept evading them, even circling the chopper at that speed. Finally, one of the pilots said the thing went over the top of Mount Lemmon, more than 14,000 feet up. That's when the helicopter started running out of gas, but the drone was still going more than an hour later.
To understand how bizarre this is, you need a little basic drone knowledge. Now, this is one of the drones we use here at 12 News. We're only allowed to go 400 feet up in the air.